Welcome to the Marcia Miyake Show, where our mission is to share thought-provoking ideas, practical tools, and tangible strategies to uplevel your life, business, and relationships. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, leadership and emotional intelligence consultant, executive coach, and conscious mama of two. Through solo episodes and interviews with experts in the medical, research, business, and spiritual fields, this show helps you to shift from the illusion that success in one area of your life means failure in another, to the understanding that you truly get to have it all. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. I'm so excited to be here. This episode I'm super excited about because we are going to be talking about three beliefs that you absolutely need to accept and embody if you want to be successful in business. Okay, so one of the reasons that I believe we're not successful in whatever business venture we decide to embark on is because we have limiting beliefs. We have limiting beliefs that are holding us back and really make us quit in our tracks. And rather than getting rid of these beliefs, what might be easier and less resistant at this moment is for us to begin instilling some truths and some new beliefs about business and understanding about success that will, my intention would be to help you get going when you feel stuck. So if you feel stuck, if you feel unmotivated, if you feel like nobody is supporting you, come back to these three beliefs and just remember that you're on the right track. And come back to these beliefs and as the inspiration that you need to keep going, okay? Because successful people are only successful because they were willing to fail more than most people were willing to even try. It really is a game of resilience and grit. I don't know one successful entrepreneur that hasn't lost everything, gone bankrupt, businesses failed, multiple businesses have failed, business partners scammed them, like all of the things, but they stuck to their vision of being an entrepreneur, having this business, and they were successful because no matter how many times they got knocked down, they were able to get up again. So let's dive into the three truths. Okay, number one is that nobody is supposed to understand your calling. It wasn't a conference call. This is so important because especially when we're starting out, we want people around us to support us. But the thing is that your calling, your vision, that conversation you had with God, your dreams are your dreams. And trying to get someone to buy into them is futile. It is a waste of your time. The only person you need to convince of the validity of your dreams is yourself. It's yourself. And the other thing that I want to add to that is that if you are trying to justify your decision to your loved ones, I'm going to challenge you and ask you, are you fully grounded in your decision? When I decide to do something and it's a decision that's for my highest calling and I'm convinced of my decision, I don't need everybody around me to agree with me. So how would your life and business change if you cared less about what people thought and more about whether you were living your life's purpose? Don't waste your energy trying to convince people of your vision. Go find people that have an expansive mind that are going to be like, wow, that vision is amazing. One of my favorite things to say and what I live by is get around people where your goals are their standard, i.e. when you share these like crazy dreams and goals, they don't even bat an eye. Like they're like, oh, wow, amazing. Because it's energetically draining to try to convince people who are not at your mindset level, who have a fixed mindset, to think expansively. It's not your job to do that. So just remember that your business is your calling. Nobody else needs to understand that calling but you. Okay, truth number two. And this is so freaking important. There are people that will never support you because it's you. And then there are people who will always support you because it's you. Now, this comes twofold, okay? Meaning there are some people maybe in your family, like you could have the craziest business idea and they're going to support you anyways because they love you. And then there's going to be some haters or maybe some frenemies or people you think you have a great relationship with, and no matter what you try to do, they will not support you because low-key they're hating in some way, right? Or they don't want to, on a subconscious level, see you doing better than them because maybe they're jealous, or they're scared that you doing better means they're going to lose you, and they don't want to lose you. So sometimes it can even be coming from love. But let's also be introspective here. Let's also take responsibility for how we've been showing up. What I mean by that is this. So there's someone, maybe it's your mom, maybe it's, for me, it's my sister. Like no matter what I do, she's my ride or fly. Like she will do anything for me, right? So no matter what I bring to her, she's like, I support you 1,000%. Now, there are people that know you on some kind of level that when you bring a new business idea and like, I'm doing this, they love you, but they don't believe you. And they don't believe you because you lack character. Ooh, I'm coming in with real hard truths now. Because you lack character. So character is following through on something when it's no longer exciting. So are you someone that gets super excited about something and you get around a group of people and you're like, yeah, rah, rah. And then you go home and you don't implement, you don't take action. So one of the things I always say to my team is if you've made a decision to do something or we've just had a training call, if we hang up right now and you don't go take action on it, that was a waste. Build the self-identity that you're someone that takes action. Do something right away. Now, if your friends and family have seen you dropping out of school, like breaking up with like toxic boyfriends all the time and always having different BFFs, there's no level of consistency. The trust factor is very low. So you are actually not doing a great job of selling your business because they're like, oh, what is she doing now? Now, I say all of this with so much love because I want you to be successful. And what we don't acknowledge, we don't get to change. So I want you to be self-aware enough to be like, oh shit, yeah, that's me. I'm always flip-flopping around between things and I don't see it through. Now, there's so many layers as to why you don't see it through, but I'm going to guess that a little bit has to do with it's a trauma response, okay? It's a coping mechanism, but also that you don't truly feel worthy on some level. Now, that might resonate with you and that might be like a hell no. Sit with it for a second. So what if you decided to actually follow through this time? Because a lot of us like start businesses and we're like, we'll see if this works. Like, full transparency, I almost started my consultancy like that. I'm like, we'll see if it works. Let's start a Facebook business page. Let's just throw some things up there. Let's just see. I was not tactical. I was not strategic. I was not deliberate and intentional about what I was doing. And then when my business didn't blow up right away, I was like, oh my gosh. So are you being intentional? Are you truly doing the stuff that you need to be doing? Because here's the thing, if you want people to support your business, and if you're in a type of business where you want to build a team, if you want people to join your business, mama, your character is everything. There are business opportunities right, left, and fucking center. They're everywhere. So why would someone join with you? So one little tip to add to this is if you are working on a business, in a business, partnering with another company or however you are running your business, start to embody that successful person that you want to be. Because if you're trying to get people to support your business and join your business, if they see no change in you since you've launched your business, why would they join? Why would they see it as beneficial to them to join if they haven't even seen any change in you? So going back to the truth that we want to accept is there are people that will never support you because it's you, i.e. haters, or because they don't trust you and you lack character. And then there are people that will always support you because it's you. And love on those people. I am so fucking grateful for my sister. She supports me in anything. And, you know, once you're done listening to this podcast, go send that person an appreciation text and say, I love you. Thank you so much for supporting me. Okay. And the third truth to accept is that most people scrutinize the price of a program, a coach, or a business, but few people consider the cost of being in the same place next year. What I mean by that is if you are stuck in your business, if you are not getting momentum in your business, where are you holding back? Where are you contracting? Where are you in scarcity that's preventing you from going to the next level? Maybe you need to work with a coach, mindset, business, emotional intelligence, whatever it is. Maybe you need to work with a coach. Maybe you are done with the business that you're in now and you want to start a new business and it's going to require investment. Where are you contracting and being like, oh no, and acting from fear, thinking about the initial cost? It's going to cost me $1,000, or I'm going to have to build this business from scratch. And you're measuring the cost of here's the thing. Everything costs. At minimum, your time, right? Which is the most valuable asset. So you're so concerned about what it's costing you, but you're not thinking about if I don't do this thing or if I don't do something, where am I going to be in a year? And will I be happy about that? So a concept I often talk about is gratification versus fulfillment. And we are conditioned to focus on gratification. Yeah, I'll just eat that cupcake. I'll just have that glass of wine. I'll just scroll. I'll just watch Netflix. I'll just gossip because it gives you an instant high rather than being present enough to hold close your vision and knowing the steps that you need to take it. Because you taking gratification right now will be not joining the business, not investing in your business, not investing in your personal development. That's going to make you feel safe right now. But where are you going to be a year, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years from now? Think about the cost. Think about what that's going to cost you. So if you are feeling stuck in your business right now, my love, come back to these three truths and check in with yourself. Step out of the fear. Step into the present moment. Hand on heart space. Take a couple deep breaths and be like, how am I showing up? Am I serving my highest potential? Am I moving towards my vision? And what actions do I need to take? And remember, you are worthy of everything or anything that you see anybody living and achieving right now in this moment. But you don't get what you want. You get what you are. So how can you begin embodying that successful businesswoman now? You need to begin embodying her by understanding these truths, doing the healing work, building your emotional intelligence, and taking action. We are not going to get anywhere without action. You can think and plan all you like, but if you're not taking action, you will not make any movement or any traction on your business. and you deserve to have a business that fulfills you. You deserve to have a business that is paying you. You deserve to have a team that inspires you. You deserve to have that all. So if you need support in examining those limiting beliefs, if you feel like it's something deeper, definitely join our Empowered Women's Academy. I'll have the link in the show notes, because you're worthy of it all now, babe. So what's holding you back from taking the necessary steps to ensure your success this year and beyond? Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me today. If you love this episode, please share it with someone. And if you're a longtime listener, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would rate and review this show on iTunes. I love you so much, and I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. And remember, it's not only possible to have it all, it is your birthright.